Psalms chapter 106. Give praise to Yah, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his covenant faithfulness endures forever. Who can recount the mighty acts of Yahweh, or proclaim in full all his praiseworthy deeds? Blessed are those who do what is right, and whose deeds are always just. Call me to mind, Yahweh, when you show favor to your people, help me when you save them. Then I will see the prosperity of your chosen, rejoice in the gladness of your nation, and glory with your inheritance. We have sinned like our ancestors, we have done wrong, and we have done evil. Our fathers did not pay attention to your marvelous deeds in Egypt. They ignored your many acts of covenant faithfulness. They were rebellious at the sea of reeds. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, so that he might reveal his power. He rebuked the sea of reeds, and it dried up. Then he led them through the depths as through a wilderness. He saved them from the hand of those who hated them, and he rescued them from the hand of the enemy. But the waters covered their adversaries, not one of them survived. Then they believed his words, and they sang his praise. But they quickly forgot his deeds. They did not wait for his instructions. They had insatiable cravings in the wilderness, and they challenged God in the desert. So he gave them what they requested, but he sent a horrible disease upon them. In the camp they became jealous of Moses and Aaron, the holy priest of Yahweh. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and covered the company of Abiram. Fire broke out in their company, the fire consumed the wicked. They made a calf at Oreb and worshipped a cast metal figure. They traded the glory of God for the image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot God their Savior, who had done great deeds in Egypt. He had done wonderful things in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds at the Sea of Reeds. So he said he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to turn away his anger from destroying them. Then they despised the delightful land, they did not believe his promise, but grumbled in their tents and did not obey Yahweh. Therefore he raised his hand and swore to them that he would let them die in the desert. Scatter their descendants among the nations and scatter them in foreign lands. They worshipped the Baal of Peor and ate the sacrifices offered to the dead. They provoked him to anger with their actions, and a plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and mediated, and the plague subsided. It was counted to him as a righteous deed to all generations forever. They also angered Yahweh at the waters of Meribah, and Moses suffered because of them. They made his spirit bitter, and he spoke thoughtlessly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations as Yahweh had commanded them. But they mingled with the nations, learned their practices, and worshipped their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, desecrating the land with blood. They were defiled by their deeds. In their actions they were like prostitutes. So Yahweh was angry with his people, and he abhorred his inheritance. He gave them into the hand of the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection to their authority. Many times he came to help them, but they were rebellious in their purposes and were brought low by their own iniquity. Nevertheless, he paid attention to their distress when he heard their cry for help. He called to mind his covenant with them and relented because of his steadfast love. He caused all their captors to have pity on them. Save us, Yahweh our God, gather us from among the nations, so that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praises. May Yahweh, the God of Israel, be praised from everlasting to everlasting. All the people said, Amen. Give praise to Yah.